Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Redmen Bite Size podcast, a show which brings you the latest Liverpool daily news in a nice digestible chunk, so you don't have to go scrolling around the internet or all over social media to find out the big news, the stuff that you need to know about. We can tell you here every single day on the Bite Size podcast. Jurgen Klopp, then let's get straight into it, had his pre-match press conference day ahead of Liverpool's game against Arsenal, and a couple of little tidbits come from it. Obviously, the main point was around Dominic Szoboszlai and his injury. He went off during the last game against Newcastle on New Year's Day with a hamstring injury. He was about to be taken off. The ball didn't go out of play in time, and in the meantime, he picked up a little bit of a hamstring strain. Jurgen said that he's going to miss at least Liverpool's next two games, and then they're going to see where he's at from there. He said, "I can confirm it's not a potential injury. It is an actual injury. It's a muscle. It's his hamstring," he told reporters. He says, "Dom is very positive. He doesn't have a lot of pain, but we have to wait a little bit. So he's got no chance, obviously, to play Sunday and not for Wednesday. And then we'll see after that." Of course, after that Fulham game, Liverpool have a little bit of a break before they play Bournemouth on the 21st of January. So 20 days passed since the day of the injury. Jurgen says hopefully he'll be back for that one, but we don't know. So it could have been worse. It could have been much, much easier as well. Only Mo Salah's played more minutes than Szoboszlai this season. Maybe that's what's maybe caused a little bit of the hamstring issue as well. He's obviously been in and out of the team a little bit. Liverpool have rotated him a touch, but maybe it was just a little bit too far, a little bit too much. And yeah, not the worst case in the world. He obviously caught it very, very early. There's a nice break as well. No, he's not missing any Premier League games, which is obviously Liverpool's priority at the moment. Of course, Liverpool would have liked to have had him for Arsenal and Fulham, but that isn't going to be the case. Fingers crossed they can have Szoboszlai fit and ready for when that Bournemouth game later in the month, when Liverpool look to restart, I suppose, their Premier League campaign after a little mini break for cup games and, of course, the winter break as well. Jurgen also spoke at the press conference about Nat Phillips and Reece Williams. Quickly on Reece Williams, he said Reece is going to go back and play with the under-21s. He said he's going to have a little chat to him about why I don't think the loan spell worked at Aberdeen. But Reece Williams is going to go back to the under-21s, not the first team. Nat Phillips, Jurgen said that Nat is going to be back with Liverpool's first team in the near future. He says, "With Nat, we have to see what his future is." He says, "We have to consider our own situation. He'll definitely be with us until the end of the month, and then we'll have talks and see what our situation, that's how it is. We think really highly of both of them because of these things the boys did when they were here." He says, "I'm not sure why things didn't work out at Celtic, but Nat will train with us and then we'll see how things develop." On that, it feels to me like Liverpool are just going to keep Nat Phillips around just in case of injuries. Maybe if they sign somebody, then they'll let Nat leave again. At the moment, obviously, no Joel Matip. So Joe Gomez is filling in at left back because there's no Andy Robertson or Kostas Tsimikas either. So Liverpool have got Konate, Van Dijk, Quansah. So it feels like they're just going to keep an eye on things, have Phillips around as cover, and then see how things go in the month. If there's one more injury, for example, then he's definitely going to have to stay around and he might be needed. If there's not, they might be able to let something happen near the end of the month, but they're going to wait and see. The issue Liverpool have got, of course, is that he's already played for Celtic. If he went back out and played for someone else, that'll be two clubs he's played for in the same season. You can't have three, so I think the Reds are just playing extra cautious and see how it goes. If they sign someone, like I say, or they get to the end of the month and everyone's fit and firing. Maybe it's Robertson's back, which allows Gomez to play, then Phillips can go again. But yeah, we're back to the idea of Nat Phillips, at least in the short term, being Liverpool's cover. Maybe if they do sign someone, that can change. Hopefully they do. But we'll find out in due course. Right then, not too much on the incoming transfers. No, Dan went through a lot of those on yesterday's show. In terms of potential outgoings, a report in The Mirror says that Barcelona are keen to sign Liverpool midfielder Thiago in January, but Jurgen Klopp is saying no, as he's determined to keep hold of his star. Barcelona are enduring a difficult campaign, as we know. He says, however, they've still got Champions League on the horizon, they've still got a couple of other things in the mix, Spanish Cups or whatever, even though the league looks away from it. But apparently they're looking for incomings in the window, and financial fair play issues, Barcelona are tied up in a little bit of those, so they're looking to get someone in. Then maybe they think they can get Thiago on the cheap. I mean, the first issue is he's injured and he hasn't been fit all season. He hasn't kicked the ball this year, so that would be interesting if he's going to be back in January in the first place. But Jurgen Klopp, apparently, according to his report, wants Thiago to stay because if he can get himself fit, they want him to boost Liverpool's title charge. Obviously, Liverpool, top of the league. Europa League's gone well, Carabao Cup semi-final. We'll see how they are in the FA Cup at the weekend, if they're still in it, depending on that Arsenal game. But yeah, apparently Barcelona have asked Liverpool for Thiago and Liverpool have said no. The key point on Thiago is he needs to get back fit and fired, and there's still a role for him. If he is fit, of course, he's brilliant. He just hasn't been able to get fit for ages. So I'm not quite sure Barcelona seeing it. Maybe they think he's ready and maybe a less intense schedule or something, maybe they'll be able to get a tune out of him. Obviously they're struggling financially as well, so they're looking for cheaper deals. Thiago's out of contract at Liverpool in the summer, and I think that'll be the end of him at Liverpool. I don't think he's going to get himself a new deal given the lack of minutes he's been able to get himself on the pitch for, and of course he's on a very, very high salary, and Liverpool probably aren't getting value for money in that regard. So interesting that Barcelona wants him, but yeah, even more interesting that Jurgen said, nah, not having him, no chance, nada, nil point, and move on from it. We'll see. Hopefully he gets back fit and firing, both him and Stefan Bichetta. Liverpool could do with both of them back sooner rather than later, like I say. If they do get fit, and they've had hardly any footy in them, they could be really key. If you get 10 games out of Thiago at some point, I'm sure he'll play well in most of them. It's just, it's getting a bit frustrating, isn't it? It's no one's fault, not his fault, not anyone's fault. But yeah, Barca wants them and the Reds have said no, thank you. So yeah, that's it for today's news. A bit of a lighter one, like I say. Not too much going on other than Jurgen's press conference as well. But yeah, thanks very much for listening. Just to let you guys know what's happening on Redmen over the course of the next few days and stuff. The Arsenal game at the weekend. If you're going to watch the Arsenal game, maybe you're not with your mates, maybe you're not in the stadium and you want a companion to watch it with, tune into the Redmen Watch Along on YouTube. We'll have you covered there. Yeah, basically mute the TV commentary, which, by the way, has been absolutely dreadful in recent weeks. So mute them, listen to us. We've got you covered there. And if you want even more content to keep you busy in January, we've got the League Cup semi-finals, all the January transfer window coverage, and, of course, our brand new two-part special, the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time. If you head to redmenplus.com, sign up using the code KLOPP, K-L-O-P-P. When you sign up as a monthly captain, you'll get Redmen Plus free for an entire month. You can watch the shows, you can listen to them as podcasts and everything in between. So yeah, go and check that out. Come and check us out for the watch along on Sunday and all of our amazing match coverage. We've got Chloe going down the game, so there'll be footage from the Emirates as well. Check all that out on the YouTube, check it all out on the podcast, and we'll be back on Monday with another episode of Bite Size. See you then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.